Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to embark upon three-nation tour to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste this evening. 9 children killed in a temple wall collapse in Sagar district of Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister announces ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each to the families of deceased. Search operations continue for 44 missing people in the cloudburst incidents in Himachal Pradesh. Quota protesters in Dhaka return to the streets, rejecting Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's proposal for talks. And in sports, in Paris Olympics quarterfinal hockey match between India and Great Britain underway, shuttler Lakshya Sen to play semi-final this afternoon. And in men's cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in the second ODI match at the Premadasa Stadium in Colombo a short while from now. President Draupadi Murmu will emplane for Nadi in Fiji later this evening as a part of a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. During her visit, the president will hold bilateral meetings and interact with Indian diaspora. Our correspondent has more details.
President Draupadi Murmu will depart from Air Force Station in Palam at 7:45 p.m. today, commencing her three-nation visit. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. During her week-long visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings to strengthen and expand India's ties with these countries. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora in these three countries will be a key aspect of this visit. This visit aims to further the strong historic ties we share with the three nations and reaffirm India's commitment to the Act East policy.
Sri Sai for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. In a closing remarks, he appreciated that various groups of governors came out with valuable ideas and suggestions to improve the functioning of the office as well as for the welfare of people. Addressing the concluding session, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "The governors should not hesitate in seeking information and maintaining sustained communication with the respective state governments for effective functioning." In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to embrace technology in the functioning and promote digitization. After the perusal of all the reports presented by the groups of governors, Union Home Minister Amit Shah appreciated the efforts and pointed out that all actionable points would be taken up to make the functioning of the governors and the Raj Bhavans more effective. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the 24/7 water supply pilot project in Manimajra, Chandigarh. The minister said that around 1 lakh people of Manimajra will benefit with 24/7 water supply. He said around 75 crore has been spent on this project and 4 MGD water tank have been constructed at Manimajra. 12,000 new water connections have been installed. He said that the project is aimed at avoiding wastage of water by minimizing its storage by the public through 24/7 high-pressure supply. Other objectives include water resource augmentation through leakage reduction, smart metering, limited dependence on groundwater, and monitoring of energy consumption. The total cost of the said project is 160 crore rupees, which has two components, capital work and installation of water meter work. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwani Vaishnav has said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. Sharing more details about the plant in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that this unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11,000 to 13,000 indirect jobs. The union minister said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant which will manufacture 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips per day. 9 children have died and several others injured after a wall collapse at a temple in Madhya Pradesh's Sagar district this morning. The tragic incident took place during a religious ceremony at Hardol Baba Temple in Shahapur. Deepak Arya, collector Sagar, is informed that injured children have been rescued and hospitalized. He said all the debris have been removed from the site of the incident. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav expressed deep condolences for the families who have lost innocent children. he announced ex gratia compensation of 4 lakh rupees each by the government to the families of the deceased children. In Uttar Pradesh, 7 people were killed and 35 others were seriously injured after a bus fell off the Agra-Lucknow expressway in Itawa district. The accident happened after the bus collided with a car. The accident took place last night on the Agra-Lucknow expressway in Itawa near channel number 129. SSP of Itawa told Akashvani News that the double-decker bus with Nagaland number plate was going to Delhi from Rai Bareli when it collided with a car and lost control that resulted in the bus falling off the expressway. A fire broke out in the AC coaches of Korba-Vishakhapatnam express train halted in Vishakhapatnam railway station this morning. Officials said no casualties were reported. The accident occurred shortly after the Korba-Vishakhapatnam express arrived at the station. After the fire broke out, the officials responded promptly and rescued the passengers. A huge threat was averted as the authorities responded immediately. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Himachal Pradesh, search operation for missing people in the cloudburst incident in Shimla, Mandi and Kulu districts is underway on the fourth day today. Total 44 people are still missing in the cloudburst incidents. Deputy Commissioner of Shimla District Anupam Kashyap reviewed the current situation with the search team. He said the force deployed for the search operation will be increased. He said that instructions have been given to the Public Works Department, Jal Shakti and Food and Supply Department to provide essential services at the affected sites. On the other hand, 2 bridges of the Border Roads Organization were damaged due to cloudburst late night. In Kashmir, major mudslides from cloudburst in the Ganderbal has blocked Srinagar-Leh National Highway today, leading to the suspension of vehicular traffic. Efforts are on to reopen the highway. The Srinagar-Leh Highway was closed as cloudburst unleashed mudslides in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. SDM Bilal Mukhtar said the cloudburst also affected multiple houses in Cherwan, Padabbal area. However, there was no report of any casualties till the reports last came in.
ऊपर से जो ये लैंडस्लाइड आया हुआ है श्रीनगर लेह कौमी शाहरा ये बंद हुआ है और दूसरा जो लो लाइंग हमारे यहाँ पे जो कुछ हाउसेज है इनको डैमेज हुआ है हमने वहाँ पर भी एसेस किया हुआ है और हम कंसर्न जो पटवारी या वो भी इस मोहल्ले का जो एसेसमेंट कर रहे हैं कि कितना नुकसान हुआ है फिलहाल लोकल में ही दूसरे मकान में शिफ्ट हुए हैं रोड को खोलने का काम भी शदोमत से चल रहा है हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि 1-2 घंटे में हम रोड को भी थ्रू कर पाएं
Search operations led by the army continue in Wayanad, devastated by the huge landslide last Tuesday. Over 300 persons are believed to have lost their lives in the landslide. We have more from a Kochi correspondent.
Search operations in the landslide-affected areas have entered the sixth day today. Searches have been intensified in the Chalia River in the Malappuram district. The State Health Department has taken up counseling and assistance for children who survived the landslide. 137 counselors have been deployed for this purpose. The department has also set up clinics at Mondakai and Churumala areas. Minister of State for Tourism, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi, visited the landslide-affected areas in Wayanad this morning to take stock of the situation. With Arun Vincent and Raj Mohan's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. It has attributed such a strong weather condition to a low pressure area formed over Southwest Rajasthan and its neighbourhood. In West Bengal, rivers in a large section of Sundarban are having heavy flow of water. Control room has been opened at block and subdivision level. Earlier river banks in Ganga Sagar, Mausuni Island, Gobardhanpur and Pathar Pratima and Ghoramara areas were flooded and embankment breached due to heavy rain and tide. Yellow warning has been issued for today. Mumbai and its suburban areas witnessed heavy rainfall throughout last night and this morning. Heavy rainfall was also experienced in Pune. Extremely heavy rainfall has been lashing Nashik since yesterday. The IMD has issued a red alert for Satara and an orange alert has been sounded in Mumbai suburban, Thane, Nashik, Palghar, Pune, Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Sangli. In Bangladesh, the day today began with incidents of violence amid Kota protesters' call for nationwide non-cooperation movement. The protesters have rejected Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's proposal for talks and announced a one-point demand of her resignation. Most of the shops and other private offices were closed since morning amid the protest of students and mass people. All educational institutions, including schools, have been closed for 2 weeks after the government declared curfew across Bangladesh following massive violence. Apart from Dhaka and its nearby districts, reports of mass protest and violence are coming from Chittagong, Bogura, Sylhet and other towns across the country. At least 2 people were killed and many others injured at Munshiganj town near Dhaka. At least 1 person was killed and 20 others injured during a clash between protesters, ruling party men and police at Magura this morning. Meanwhile, as per the official sources, the chief of Bangladesh Army, General Waqar Uz Zaman, yesterday addressed the army officers on the current situation. He said that the Bangladesh Army is and will always be with the people for the sake of the country's people and the state. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has been taking a meeting of National Committee on Security Affairs at her residence at Gonobhavan from 11 a.m. amid the ongoing nationwide non-cooperation movement called by protesters. The ministers, state ministers, Prime Minister's security advisor, secretaries, chief of the army, navy, air force, border guard Bangladesh, police, coast guard are present in the meeting. In Britain, violent clashes swept across several cities following the murder of 3 young girls in knife attack in northwest of the country. Riots involving hundreds of anti-immigration protesters have erupted in Liverpool, Bristol, Hull and Belfast, located in different corners of the UK. Police were injured in clashes with far-right protesters yesterday after false information spread rapidly on social media that the suspect in Monday's knife attack in Southport was a radical Muslim migrant. The United States and the United Kingdom have advised their citizens to leave Lebanon immediately amid fears of an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah and a broader regional conflict. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon said that even though some airlines have suspended operations in the country, flights are still available and citizens should book any flight available to leave the Middle Eastern nation. Sweden was the first to shut down its embassy in Beirut, fearing an escalation of hostilities. Yesterday, it urged its citizens to leave Lebanon. And now news from the Paris Olympics. In the men's hockey quarterfinal match between India and Great Britain, to book a spot in the semifinals is underway. A win would advance India to the last 4 for the 2nd consecutive Olympics and put them in contention for medals. Lakshya Sen, the lone Indian shuttler in the fray, will face Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Victor Axelsen of Denmark in the semifinals today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. A victory would secure Lakshya a spot in the final and ensure him a medal. Tokyo Olympics medalist boxer Lovlina Borgohain will compete against China's Li Quan in a quarterfinal bout in the women's 75-kilogram category at 3:02 p.m. IST. In athletics, Parul Chaudhary will participate in the first round of the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, aiming to advance to the final, while Jeswin Eldrin will seek to become the first Indian male long jumper to reach the final when he begins his campaign in the qualification round a short while from now. In men's cricket, Sri Lanka has won the toss and elected to bat against India in the 2nd one-day international of the 3-match series at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo a short while from now. Both teams will be vying to register the first win of the series after playing a tie in the thrilling inaugural match. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to embark upon 3-nation tour to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste this evening. 9 children killed in a temple wall collapse in Sagar district of Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister announces ex gratia of 4 lakhs rupees each to the families of the deceased. Search operations continue for 44 missing people in the cloudburst incidents in Himachal Pradesh. Kota protesters in Dhaka return to the streets, rejecting Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's proposal for talks. And in sports, in Paris Olympics quarterfinal, hockey match between India and Great Britain underway, shuttler Lakshya Sen to play semi-final this afternoon. And in men's cricket, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to bat against India in the 2nd ODI match at the Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. And with that, we end the Midday News.